Here in Ollantay Tambo, we have what I believe is the most exquisite cyclopean architecture on Earth. I don't think that there exists anywhere on the planet cyclopean walls with tighter seams and more beautifully constructed than these.
Look at this curvature. They didn't just stick a block there. They actually curved that rock and cut it into these other rocks, and it's beveled.
It fitted seamlessly with these other stones that are butt up against it. It's absolutely amazing.
How'd they do it?
Nobody knows. But you know what's really interesting here, too, is you have these beautiful cyclopean stones. These are the beveled polygonal. But then you also have here the rectangular interlocking, the Tiwanaku-style blocks, and you clearly have Inca architecture. So you have all three of these dynamics in one place. That's what makes Ollantay special to me.
I totally agree. You know, this is probably one of my favorite places here, exactly for what you mentioned. I also believe that Ollantay Tambo wasn't finished, so it was on the way to be, you know, built. So that's why we have so many differences in the architecture.
The narrative here, the conventional narrative, is that the Inca were progressively getting better in their architectural style. In other words, they started off with the crude, smaller blocks, and they gradually worked their way up to these cyclopean walls, and then eventually the summit of the hill here with the Temple of the Sun, the large megalithic stones. But I think what we have here is a clear case of the Inca attempting to emulate this kind of cyclopean construction, the construction of the gods from the Golden Age, in their repairs and also in the walls that they built. You'll see there's Incan walls that are made of rudimentary stones with the trapezoidal windows, and they're trying to imitate and emulate what they see right here behind us, these megalithic trapezoidal windows. So it's a test case for our theories and for over and against the conventional narrative. We believe this is extremely ancient. This is high technology, cyclopean architecture, the technology of which has been forgotten.
Yeah.
And they say that this is the progressive understanding and capabilities of the Inca.
And the only problem with that is that this makes up the original construction as opposed to the true Incan construction, which is either on top or later. So did they get less skilled over time? And we wouldn't think
That's
so.
That's a good question. Did they actually get less skilled over time? That's actually a good question. That may be the case. One of the most impressive features of the stones here in Ollantay Tambo is the fact that the surface appears to have at one time been vitrified, smooth. It's this glassy, smooth surface that has since worn away over time. But imagine these stones finished in their original condition, vitrified, smooth, and the size, the shape, it's just so incredibly impressive what the megalith builders were able to do.
And of course, the technique was forgotten, and the Incas, they just recovered this space and reuse it with another purpose, but they probably never knew the original purpose of it.
Yeah.
Right?
And they couldn't match the technology.
No. We always talk about the conventional narrative, but the conventional narrative here is that the Inca stopped building because the Spanish arrived.
Yes.
I don't believe that for 1 minute. I think that the megalith builders, the very ancient people who were here, stopped building because of a cataclysm.
Yes.
A cataclysm, a flood, an earthquake, gone.
It certainly looks that way. Things are thrown around, massive rocks.
Yeah, you have big rocks that look like they were just tossed down the mountain. I mean, what could have done that? A flood could have done that. An earthquake could have done that.
Yes, but not a cannonball.
Not a cannonball.
At all.
No.
Right?
Cannonball wouldn't move these big stones.
No, at all.
This stone is trademark Tiwanaku. It's the rectangular shape, it's got the vitrified surface, and it has the clamps.
Yes.
It has these indentations, which were clamps. We know that they were clamps because in Tiwanaku, you still have stones with the clamps in
exactly
them.
The same shape.
Yeah.
Exactly the same.
What do you think the clamps were used for? Because I've never got a clear understanding of what these clamps were for. Sometimes they were copper, sometimes they were gold.
Yes, it's metal. It's a sort of H.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
there'd
shape,
be another stone here,
another stone here,
and the clamp
and
would come
both.
In.
So
right.
Just to interlock them. I mean, if you have this shape and you have another one here, and over this stone is another one, it's really, really well.
It will lock it up.
Absolutely, yes.
But this This is, for me, the proof, the fingerprint of Tiwanaku in Ollantaytambo.
Absolutely.
Same megalith builders.
Yes, same guys.
Tiwanaku is the site of an ancient megalithic complex in Bolivia near Lake Titicaca. Like the megaliths in Peru, it is located at a very high altitude, well over 12,000 feet above sea level. The civilization that founded Tiwanaku is unquestionably pre-Inca. Indeed, the Inca revered the site because they believed that it was built by their divine ancestors at the dawn of time, before they perished in a flood. It is not coincidental that the trademark architecture of the Tiwanaku civilization can be found intermingled among the megalithic ruins of Ollantaytambo, Machu Picchu, and Cusco. This is a clear indication that all of these ruins were built by the same Cyclopean masons long before the Inca reoccupied them.
Hey, Gary, take a look at this. Run your hand over the surface of this stone here. It's like your countertop at home, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that tells you what these stones look like originally when they were originally constructed. This is absolutely incredible. How did they do that? How did they vitrify the surface of these stones? I mean, we know how we do it today with granite countertops, but, you know, the entire surface of these stones was soft and glassy like this. It just adds to the mystery of how in the world they were able to cut these blocks and make them so perfect.
This is a really interesting stone here. We don't know exactly how they form the stones, how they fit them, and we don't know how they cut them. But this may be a clue, because it appears that this stone was in the process of being cut with some kind of a saw. I think you would agree, Gary, that even with our modern tools today, this stone would be very difficult to cut.
Yeah, you know, you can see where they were cutting the entire rock and how flat it is. But the clue here is they were cutting this right here at this point when they stopped. And it tells you that the blade, whatever they're using, was incredible. Another thing is that they did stop in the middle of construction.
They
what
did.
Do you think about that?
Well, they did. There's blocks laying all over the place here that are unfinished. So something compelled these people to stop building. Let's talk about the size of these stones. Each one of these stones weighs approximately 80 tons, somewhere around 80 tons. And again, like we see in all the megaliths everywhere, all around Peru and all around the world, you have these really ingenious devices here made of stone for earthquakes, anti-seismic. So these walls were built to flex. They were built to flex. That's why you have these slender pieces in between so that the walls can flex with earthquakes. So certainly these megaliths were built to withstand the movements of the earth and perhaps cataclysmic forces. It's, in every sense of the word, a monumental task to build something like this. In fact, they say that the quarry for these stones is way up the side of the mountain there.
What is really unbelievable and unique in this place that it really hooked me to study this place is about the Pyramid of Paccaritampu, which is the biggest sundial in America, I believe. And it's designed in regards of the sun rising on winter solstice, equinoxes, and summer solstice. So from here, we can see the pyramid upside down over the terraces of farming of Ollantaytambo, where you need to get up in the mountain to look down and have the full perspective, and you see like a two-dimensional pyramid with no top. It's designed in regards of the sun rising. We have the main street here. Can you see it? It's a double wall street, and this line is also coming to this temple here and going all the way, right, connecting with the sunrise on the winter solstice. The sun is coming and rising from the mountain, between the mountains, and it's making a line, a ray of light in this street here. So then we have the equinoxial line that divides the pyramid into half. One of on the faces here, we have a line of trees, and the sun, when it's coming from these mountains here, make this pyramid half in light and half in shade, right? So it's saying equinox. But that line will never move, you know? Always the sun will rise and set east and west on the equinoxes, right? But this line here is giving us a really good clue about, you know, the wobbling of the axis of the earth. This is the most important line that make the whole pyramid. And it's because it's connecting with the winter solstice and with the axis, with the angle of the axis of the Earth. And that is very important because we can date in regards of this wobbling, right? So if it's not precise, you know, making the line of the winter solstice, it's clearly a really ancient civilization.
Yeah.
Right? And with all the technology to do something like this, to understand, you know, that the Earth is, it's moving, it's not steady, and to make a huge representation of a pyramid.
Something that we didn't know until the modern age. You know,
yes.
the inclination of the Earth and the
yes.
wobble of the planet.
Yep.
This is information that's relatively new to modern man. But here we see it depicted in a holographic pyramid in the sacred valley of Peru.
Uh-huh.
Thousands of years ago.
Yes, ancient times.
Ancient times. And you know, also one remarkable thing is that the three lines that make this pyramid are all meeting here.